it's also difficult for countries further down south in the Southern Caribbean to attract the cruise ships, considering that the U.S. government now has new laws and regulations in terms of the type of fuel that the cruise lines can use. And while they're more environmentally friendly, that type of fuel also is a lot more expensive. And so if they can stay closer to the home port, which would probably be out of Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Puerto Rico, and maximize their profit, that's what they're going to do. Now, some people might say, but yeah, when you look at Barbados, Barbados has been in the tourism industry for a lot longer than we have, and they've built up that name. On top of that, a lot of the cruise lines fill approximately 200 cabins of their rooms in Barbados because some of the cruise lines use their as a sort of port for when passengers come from Europe. They fly directly into Barbados and then catch the cruise ship there. So that's part of it also. Cruise ships are not doing this because they love St. Vincent and the Grenadines or anything like that. Even Royal Caribbean, that employs so many Vincentians. And I hear people talk about, oh, you need to speak to Royal Caribbean. We speak to Royal Caribbean. But different cruise lines look for different things. There's some cruise lines that look for a lot of duty-free shopping. That's not something that we have to offer. And that's not something that the government is going to say, open up cruise ship shops. That would be a lot for the private sector to do. But it's the chicken or egg situation. Which one do you do first? Do you invest in the business people, invest in these shops, and then say that the cruise ships will come, or let the cruise ship come so that businessmen can see that and then open the shops? So the daily thing is not something that's up to us. But then you look at places like Bermuda, which controls their cruise ship arrivals because they don't want their product to be spoiled. So Bermuda, for example, will say, we are allowing this number of cruise ship passengers per year. Once they reach that point, no other cruise ship passengers are allowed in the country.